Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 9th of May 2024. Today's topic is Deliver Yourself. Our text today is taken from Zechariah chapter 2 verses 1 through 8. I lifted up mine eyes again, and looked, and behold a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then said I, Whither goest thou? And he said unto me, To measure Jerusalem, to see what is the breadth thereof, and what is the length thereof. And, behold, the angel that talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him. Verse 4. And said unto him, Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein. For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Ho, ho, come forth, and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith the Lord. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. Verse 8. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, After the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you. For he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. Key verse. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 7. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. Our Bible passage is God's call to the children of Israel to separate themselves from the evil activities of the ungodly people of Babylon where they lived at that time. It was their duty to do that. Their deliverance was in their own hands. People remain servants to sin as long as they choose. Your father or your mother cannot set you free from bad influences. It takes your personal decision to be free. Do not say, I am a child. I cannot do anything to help myself. I have no strength of my own. They are stronger than me. You are the only one who can deliver yourself from the control of bad friends and evil habits. Revelation 18:4 is a call and warning to all friends of Jesus. And I heard another voice from heaven, saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Call on Jesus for help. Promise him that you will not go back to the company of bad friends. He is able to help you. Prayer for today. Lord, please deliver me from the company of evil friends. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 17 and 18. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.